Amen. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and verse 40, where we'd like to begin reading this morning. And the Bible says, there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leper departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightway charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see thou, say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him, now listen to this, from every quarter. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, beyond our expectations, or going a little farther. As we look at it this morning, we see the Lord Jesus and the magnificent things that He does. And I want to say that I say that He does because He still does those things that need to be done. Amen. There's nothing that takes place in our life that Jesus don't know about. There's no circumstance or situation this morning that's that's taken Him by surprise. He knows exactly where we're at, and He knows what we need, and He's that ever-present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He knows how to get us out. He knows how to get us help, and He knows how to get us up. Amen. Hey, praise God. I'm glad tonight. Okay, today I'd be excited about the Lord. I'm excited about what He's able to do. I'm excited about the love that He has. Amen. But as we look at this today, I want to just touch on a few things here in this text. As we can see the Lord, and He's going about His business. He's going about the Father's business. Amen. He said that's what He had to do. He said, he told His mother when He's on 12 years old, Tim, said, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, you youngins, look at me just a minute, even from a little old boy, praise God, He was focused on the Father's business. Amen. I want to say, if you'll focus on the Father's business, those things that's important to God, praise God, He'll direct your life in the way that you need to go. Amen. He'll give you help every step of the way. Amen. We don't need to be discouraged. We need to be encouraged, praise God, because there's a great big God that loves us. And the Lord Jesus is there to help us, praise God, every step of the way. If we belong to Him, praise God, He's there for us. Amen. He's there to help us, there to lead us and guide us and give us the direction that He wants us to go. But notice what takes place here. The Bible says that this leper, now leprosy was a bad disease. It's still a bad disease. There's no cure for leprosy. They're working on a cure. They say that they're getting close to a cure, but they don't have one yet. Amen? But they're getting real close. But leprosy is uncurable. And the Bible says this leper, amen, and there came a leper to him. Amen. I want to say, if you've got something today that's an ailing you, if you've got something that you need to get rid of, if you've got something today that you need help with, praise God, the best place to go is to Jesus. The Lord can help you with that. Yeah, but there's a certain way that we need to come. Amen? We can't come just flippantly before the Lord. Listen to what takes place. Let me just give you some things this morning takes place here in this text. And it began to jump out at me, and I began to see these things. And the Bible says here that there came a leper to him beseeching him. Amen? Now I want you to know the passion that he comes in. Amen? There was a passion that this leper come. He came beseeching him. Amen? That means to ask or to pray with urgency. He came beseeching, praise God. He came with passion, amen? He came with a desire. What is he saying, Pastor? I'm saying he needed something. Amen? And he came to Jesus. He came asking, praise God, because he had a need. Amen? He came, praise God, with passion. I wonder how long has it been since you prayed and sought God's face with passion? Amen? Real thing. Say, Lord, I've got a need. This thing's dragging me down. It's dragging me in a pit. I need some relief. Amen? If we ever get on our face and we cry out with passion, amen, passionate cry to God. Say, Lord, help us, please. Amen. We're going down, praise God. It seems like we're sinking. Amen. You ever feel that way? Feels like things is crumbling all around you. Can't get no relief. Amen. You're ready to run up the white flag. Amen. You ever feel like that? Oh, me. Sometimes I feel like it. Just run up the white flag. I just forget. I forget it. I surrender. Amen. But when we get like that, praise God, when we get our wits in, when we don't know what to do ourselves, that's when we get on our face before God with passion and we cry out. Amen. So, Lord, in urgent plea, praise God, Lord, I need help. Amen. What happens? Amen. Not only was they passionate, this fellow, he was beseeching the Lord. He was an urgency, Lord. But notice not only passion, but the position. He said he was kneeling down to him. Amen. We've got to realize, praise God, Brother Jeff, I can't take care of myself. Myself messes me up. Myself can't encourage me. Myself can't lead me. Myself can't get me out of the messes that I get myself into. Amen. But praise God, when I come before Him with passion in my heart, needing it, with urgent desire, amen, with urgent need, and I fall on my face. When I get down on my knees, praise God, hey, that's when I stand the tallest in the eyes of God. Amen. When you get on your face before God, you say, Lord, I need some help. When you kneel down, you know what you do when you do that? You put aside self, praise God, and you get a hold of God. You say, you're saying within yourself, praise God, God, I can't, but you can. Amen. So he came passionately, and he came in the position. He assumed a position, amen, that God could recognize. We need to come in kneeling down to him, praise God, realizing tonight that he is God. And besides him, there's no other. What's that mean? That means there's no other way to get help. The Lord's the only way, praise God, that we're going to get the help and the hope, praise God, and the encouragement that we need. Don't find it. Amen. You can beat each other up. You can cipher it. You can study it. You can hammer on it. You can try to do the best you can. But there ain't no help outside the Lord. Amen. I've had situations in my life. Amen. That's come up and I've tried to beat at them. I've tried to hammer it at them. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? I've tried to reason, I've tried to talk, I've tried to encourage, I've tried to shout, I've tried to yell, I've tried to scream, I've tried to, amen, to push and to prod and to get something taken care of, but you know what? I failed. But praise God, when I come to myself and I realize, the Lord God, this old boy needed some help. And I fell on my face, praise God, and I said, Lord, I need you to touch in this. You know what I found? Amen. There's a great big hand of God. Just reach down. Amen. Just reach down. He began to work in that situation. We're seeing it right here. Amen. Some of these young people, praise God, some of the ones that we've been praying for, some of those that think they're all right. But the devil's been deceiving them. But praise God, there's a great big God of glory that's reaching down with a mighty hand, and He's began to steer them. Amen. He's began to get control of their life. He's began to show them that He is an almighty God. Amen. You know what that's from? That's from knee time. Amen. That's from crying out to God with passion. Amen. Crying out to God in a position that we can get a hold of Him. Amen. He's beginning to hear us because He's inclined that ear. He's listening. Amen. He's listening to what we say. I want to say this morning, pray God, don't be discouraged because God's listening. He wants to hear from you. Amen. The Bible said to bring our supplications before the Lord with boldness. Amen. We can come into the throne room of God this morning with boldness, if we will. We had this leper. He come with passion. He come and assumed a position. But he come also with a profession. Amen. He come with an open declaration. He said, saying unto him, if thou wilt. Amen. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst. Now notice the assurance that he had in his life. The assurance that he had. Not in himself, praise God. He had not tried all that he had. He's like that woman with the issue, praise God. He had tried everything he could do. Amen. But he come, praise God, with a passion to a position, praise God, that he cried out to God. And he said, Lord, I'm needing you, praise God, with a profession. Lord, I know you can. Amen. Amen. That's when God begins to make a difference. That's when God starts changing things. When we come with a profession, that's an expectation, praise God, of God to do something. I wonder how many times, listen to me. Everybody look up here a minute. I wonder how many times we pray expecting God to hear. Huh? How many times we pray expecting God to hear and to take care of those situations? Every one of us got youngins and family that's lost and undone, that's deceived. How many times do we pray but believing that God's going to intervene in that situation? Amen? We need to come with a profession. God, I know you can. Amen? How many serving God that can? Amen. Every one of us, we're serving a God that can. There's nothing that He can't do if we'll let Him. Amen? If we ain't very careful, we'll run from the one very one that can help us. The one that can encourage us and lift us up. So He came with a profession. That profession, you know where a profession comes from? A profession comes from faith. Believing that He can. I wonder, I believe we'll, a lot of us is like the old fella that was asking Him the Lord to touch his son that was possessed of the devil. Amen. That was tearing him and cast him into the fire and into the water and try to drown him. And he said, Lord, I know that you can. But he said, help mine unbelief. Amen. He stirred my heart, God, and give me faith to believe. Amen. That's what we need today. We need faith to believe. Amen. For believe that God's actually wanting to help us. So this fellow, he come, amen, not only in with passion and in a position, but he come with a profession. Amen. That's good, ain't it? That's the way it has to work. That's the way you get results. But who did he come to? He come to the physician. Amen. Amen. If you need a cure, praise God. If you bring your passion into a position, praise God, in a profession to the physician, praise God, He'll help you. Amen. He'll not. Bible said He'll not cast you out. Amen. But he, praise God, when we need Him, Lord God, He'll come up close to us and He'll help us. Amen. He'll give us that we need. He said it. He said He came, and Jesus moved with compassion. Amen. Who is Jesus? He's that great physician. Amen. He is the physician. He's the one that can give healing today. He's the one that can give help today. He's the one that passes out hope in a liberal fashion. Amen. If we want it, He's got it for us. Bless His holy name. So He comes with as a great physician. Now that person skilled in the art of healing, that's who Jesus is. He knows all about healing. He knows exactly what we need. Knows exactly when we need it. And He describes, a physician prescribes a remedy for those that are sick and in need. Those that are diseased, amen. The physician has the remedy. Amen. He's got the cure. If we come seeking it, praise God, He's got what we need. Amen. He takes what He has, praise God, and gives it to us. And He is a great, He has it all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. He's got everything, it says, is at His disposal. There's nothing this world has that the Lord can't lay hands on. Amen. If we have a need, praise God, God can supply that need. It's through the great physician. So this fellow was hopeless. He was helpless. But he came to one that could get him some help. Amen. He came with a passion. He came with a position. He came with a profession. And he came to the physician. Amen. And this physician began to give him help. Because this physician had compassion. Amen. You know Jesus got compassion for you. Jesus cares about you. He cares about your life. He cares about your home. He cares about your family. He cares about your church. He cares about your community. He cares about the world that you live in. That's who Jesus is. That's what He is. That's a great physician. Amen. A physician, someone that cares. Now, I will say, in this world we live in, there's a lot of physicians that don't care. Amen. These physicians out there that Brother Rex is talking about this morning, they're just after the dollar. They don't care if they fix you or not. They'd rather not, so you'll keep coming back. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, the Lord Jesus is a great physician. He loves you, praise God, and He wants to fix you. Amen. He wants to give you healing. Praise His holy name. That's what He does. So we have the physician. And then we have the prescription. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the great physician, praise God, Brother Charles, He's got the prescription. He knows exactly what we need. See, prescribe is an act of prescribing or directing by rules. Amen. He said, I know just exactly what you need. Amen. He said, I've got the formula to fix you, praise God. But see, we've got to do something. Amen. In order to get fixed up, praise God, we have to do our part. Amen. You can go down there to the drugstore, or you can go to your physician, and he can prescribe you a remedy. Now listen to me. Everybody look at me this morning. Amen. You can go to your doctor, and he'll give you a prescription. But if you don't take that prescription down there and get it filled, and you don't follow that prescription to the letter, you may not get better. Amen. You say, well, I know what's best for me, my body. I'll just do it. I'll just take it when I want to. You know what may happen? That you take that thing like you want to, especially if it's some kind of antibiotic, something that'll get a disease out of your body, something that'll give you help, praise God, something that'll give you a cure, and you just take it just flippantly. You take it, praise God, in a way that's not prescribed. And you know what it'll do? Yeah, that disease in you, it'll get a little dose of that, and then it'll get away from it, and it'll get bigger, and it'll get stronger, and it'll consume you. Amen. But praise be to God tonight, if God prescribes it to you, and you take it, praise God, like He prescribes, it'll make you better, praise God. Amen. But you know what happens if we ain't careful? We get caught up in pride. Amen. You hear me this morning? Pride will come in your life. You say, I'm not going to do that. I know what's best. Amen. Amen. People all around us counting on us. Brother, they count on you to be well, praise God. They count on you not to have the old diseases of this world, not get caught up in a conflict. Amen. But if you say, Lord, I know the prescription you've got to keep me well might be better, but I'm not going to take it. I'll take it when I want it, and I'll leave it when I don't. You know what's going to happen? You're just going to keep getting sicker and sicker and more diseased and more discouraged. Hey, praise, and more in anguish and more in turmoil. Praise God, your body is consumed. Amen. Amen. But there's a great physician that's given us a prescription. Amen. He's given us some rules and directions, praise God, on how this thing needs to work. And he said, if we'll just line up with what he says. He said, well, preacher, I don't like that. The flesh usually don't. Amen. The flesh usually don't like what God says is right. Amen. That's why the Bible says we got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. We got to put it to death, praise God, and we got to glorify God. And what do we do? How do we do that? When a prescriber gives us a prescription, we fill that prescription and we follow it to the letter. Amen. Amen. Now you know I'm preaching right. Amen. It's the only way to work. If you don't take the prescription, amen, you got to follow the recipe. Amen. It's just like baking a cake, praise God. If you don't put in the right ingredients, that cake won't come out right. We're living the world today. We're trying to raise our youngins, praise God, the way the world says. Amen. Yeah, amen. We're trying to raise them the way the world says, and we're flopping. We're a disaster. You got these people that are professionals, and one of them gave his youngin a whip, and they said he left some marks, and maybe he did, I don't know. But the Bible says without the rod that you'll destroy that child, you spoil that child. Amen. There comes a time in our life, praise God, that we need some correction. Amen. Amen. You spare the rod. The Bible said a mother don't love her child if she don't whip them. Amen. A father don't love his child if he don't correct them. Last time I looked, mom and daddy's supposed to be the rules and regulations of the home. Amen. Amen. But praise God, we're living in a day and hour. That ain't so. Well, little Johnny don't like that, so little Johnny, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go there. We're not going to do it because little Johnny don't like it. Amen. Little Johnny ain't the authority. Mom and daddy is. Amen. And if we don't get this thing right, praise God, we're not following the prescription. Amen. We say, well, God, just give us a plan and a blueprint. Praise God, for our lives, for our children, for our families, for our homes. Praise God, we could just follow that and everything will be good. Praise God, He'd give us one. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. But pride won't let us follow it. We say, well, I'm not going to do that because watch, you get results. You'd be happy. You'd be have joy in your heart. You'd have a life that was full, that was complete. Amen. Well, praise God, we need something that'll stir in our hearts and give us some encouragement and get out of this discouragement in which we live. Amen. When the physician prescribes it, amen, we follow it. And then notice number 40, verse 42. He said, and as soon, he said, now listen to what the Lord says. He said, Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, now wait a minute, you know what? When this fellow believed in faith, praise God, he was healed already. Amen. Because if Jesus reached out and touched him when he was still diseased, Jesus would have been defiled according to the law. Well, I got to hold that till tonight. And I said, glory be to God. It was on faith, praise God. It was faith, it was faith. It was trusting God, praise God, that man was healed. Amen. How are we going to be healed today? How are we going to get help today? It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Just say, you know what? I failed miserably. Amen. You ever had to go there? Have you ever had to go there and just say, Lord, I failed miserably. I've made a complete disaster of it. But Lord, I'm putting my faith in you from now on.
Yeah,
from this point right now on, Lord, I'm going to put my faith in you.
Yeah,
amen. You know what? The healing begins right then. At that instant, that healing will begin. Amen. Jesus said, I will. He done reached out and touched him. Amen. He said, I will. He said, I will be thou clean. You know what he was talking about? He's talking about the future. Amen. He said, I will. He said, faith made you whole, praise God. He said, but the future, praise God, will keep you. Amen. Be thou clean. He said, keep believing, keep having faith, praise God, and keep pressing on. Amen. That's the good part. Jesus did that, the great physician. It's part of his prescription. Amen. He said, just have faith to believe. Amen. It makes a difference. Bless his holy name. He said, and as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Amen. Hey, he spoke it before, praise God, before he could get the words out of his mouth, that man was clean. Have you ever gotten in a situation, you come to the Lord and you say, oh God, Lord, I need your help. I've messed up. I've been going the wrong way. I need you some direction. And praise God, you got on your face for him. You come in with past, you come in a position. They may come with a profession. And God says, I met you right there. And he said, okay, I'll take care of that. Amen. Before you could even get the words out of your mouth, it was peace. A deep, settled peace come in your soul. And it just lifted you up, praise God, and it encouraged you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, what do we see here? We see the physician, we see the prescription, and we see the prognosis. Amen. I've always wondered about that word. You know, we go in there and we have one of our church members, somebody, and I ask them the other day, you know, in different situations, what's the prognosis? But I always in my mind wonder, well, what does that word really mean? What is a prognosis? Amen. It's not an educated guess. The Bible here is giving us a prognosis, praise God, of this man's life. And the definition for that out of Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary is the art of knowing the result from the symptoms. Amen. The art of knowing the prognosis, the art of knowing, amen, the result from the symptoms. Jesus recognized the symptoms. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it don't matter where we're at this morning, Jesus recognizes the symptoms.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He recognizes the symptoms.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything that we go through has a symptom. Everything that we get, everything that we transmit, it has a symptom. And he knows, and he said, because he does, he's diagnosed that. He knows the symptoms, praise God, and he can diagnose a result. Amen. He said, I will be thou clean. Amen. And immediately, the guy was now, you know, leprosy. It's a bad thing. I mean, your skin starts breaking apart. I mean, your ears and nose and toes and things start falling off. I mean, they just start rotting off. And man, you get these gross sores. That's why those filthy rags they talk about is those that's used to bind up the wounds of lepers. They're not fit there to be used again. They have to be cast away. Have to be taken out and buried so they won't defile something else. Amen. He said that's the way our righteousness is. It's just like filthy rags. But praise God, there's a God of glory that loves us enough that He gives us a prognosis. He said, I know what your symptoms are and I know what you need for the cure. Amen. He's got it. Amen. He said, be thou clean. Amen. When Jesus said, be thou clean, guess what? You're going to be clean. I mean, every whit whole, praise God. Amen. When Jesus moves on the scene. Now this man was made whole and said, but straightway he charged him and forthwith sent him away. And he said to him, see thou say nothing to any man. He said, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for, I like his part, for a testimony unto them. Now this guy with leprosy, don't say how long he'd been, but he must have been a while in that state. Amen? But he come to the physician, praise God, in the right frame of attitude, and God healed him. You know why God can't heal us? Because we don't come in the right frame of attitude. Amen? We don't come expecting Him to do a work in us, do a work for us. Amen? We don't think that He can. He can't do that for me. I know He does it for everybody else, preacher, but He can't do that for me. Yes, He can, if we just have faith to believe. Amen? We see this man, Jesus says to him, He said, you go up there, and said, you offer up. He said, you go your way, and you offer up thy, show the priest offering thy cleansing. Amen? Now, have you ever thought about the cleansing, what the priest had to do to offer up an offering of cleansing for a leper? I got to thinking about that. Look over in Leviticus chapter 14. Now, there's a lot of people that couldn't afford everything that they needed for a cleansing from the priest. But in Leviticus chapter 14, in verse 21, he said, and if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waived, to make an atonement for him, and one tenth deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil. Amen? That's just what he had to have, amen, for the priest. To do the ceremony of cleansing for a leper. Amen? Now leprosy in the Bible is a type of sin. Amen? Then he goes on in verse 22, he said, and two turtle doves and two young pigeons, such as he be able to get, and the one shall be a sin offering, the other a burnt offering, and she bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing unto the priest, under the door of the tabernacle with the of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the pass, a trespass offering, and a log of the oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand. And now he's just getting started. This is all the things that have to be done for the cleansing of a leper, to show him to be cleansed. And the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord. And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that has been clean, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the right great toe of the right foot, upon the place of the blood and of the trespass offering. Amen? Pretty big deal, isn't it? He said, and the rest of all that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon the head of him that has been cleansed to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves and young pigeons such as he can get. Even such as he able to get. The one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering. With the meat offering, the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord. And this is the law unto him whom hath the plague of leprosy, which hand is not able to get that which pertaineth unto cleansing. He said, so this is one that's not able to get all the things that you really need. Amen. But he said he still got to go through this process of cleansing, amen, to prove himself clean. He got that picture? All this stuff, all the blood shedding, all the different things that took place in order for him to be, for the priest to proclaim him clean. So you see this picture. Amen. You see this picture. Now this is this little old leper come with great expectations. He come expecting Jesus to heal him. Amen. So Jesus touched him. He said, "I will be thou clean." And the Bible said it told him that these things that he go do. He said, "See thou," and I like it when Jesus says this. He said, "See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." Amen. So Jesus tells this leper, amen, who's been made every whit clean. He said, "This is what I need you to do, praise God." And that leper goes out and he does exactly what Jesus said. No. Amen. See, there was something that took God a hold of him, praise God, that was way beyond the expectation that he ever had, praise God. It loosed him and set him free from that bondage and that sickness that had him involved. Praise God, he couldn't get away from, but praise God, Jesus did. Amen. Jesus cleared him, cleaned him, made him whole, praise God. Took away those old scars of sin, praise God. Took away those old scars of disease, praise God, and made him whole. Couldn't contain himself. Amen. Beyond his expectations. So he went a little farther. Amen. He went a little bit farther. He took and praise God, I guess he went up, he offered those things that was offered, praise God. And he told them priests, they said, "How in the world have you been made whole?" He looked at him, Brother Bill, all over. And they said, "Hey, God," he said, "I can't even see a spot." Amen. Amen. "You sure you had leprosy?" Amen. That's what God can do. The great physician. Amen. Amen. He healed him. Made him every whit whole. Cleansed him of everything that was in his life that was malfunctioning. Amen. Made him whole. Made him clean. Made him pure. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what did he do? He kept it to himself and went home. No. Amen. The prognosis was that you're going to get better. Things is going to be good from here on out, praise God. So the Bible says in verse 45 that he began to publish it. Amen. He began to publish it abroad, praise God. But he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze it abroad. Amen. He said, "Praise God. Hey, Jeff, guess what happened?" Old Jeff would have seen him coming. And he would have had, before he had to put his lip up, his hand upon his lip, and said, "Unclean! Unclean! Unclean!" But praise God, the day dawned. Glory be to God. I have to do that no more because Jesus, the great physician, touched him and he's publishing abroad. Praise God. "I'm clean! I'm clean! I'm clean!" Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because a great physician. Amen. He went way beyond his expectations. And he had caused him to go just a little farther. Amen. I tell you what, Jesus knew what would happen. Amen. Jesus knew what happened when he took away that sin and that defilement and all that aggravation that he had. Could you imagine getting up every morning trying to wrap up them sores? Amen. Your hands of fingers are rotten and are falling off. Ears cankered. Your nose rotting off your face. And every day you get up and there's a different anguishing sore. I mean a running sore. Every day and you're just trying to find them and locate them. Maybe put a little ointment on them, wrap them up in a rag so that they don't infest the rest of your body, infect it and cause you to die. Amen. You're just a living on borrowed time. Just a little at a time. Just a little at a time, just binding them up. You know, if we ain't very careful, that's what we do in our Christian life. We take them old festering sores of this life, and we just bind them up a little every day. We'll bind them up a little. We'll bind this one up, and we'll bind that one up. We'll put a gauze on it. We'll put a patch on it. Amen? And we'll just bind them up until eventually, you know what happened? We're consumed with the old festering sores all over our body and in our mind and in our hearts. Amen? But God help, praise God, if we just come with passion to a position. Amen. We come with a profession to a physician. Amen. God will begin to reach down and He'll begin to take those things, those defilements, that stuff that's in our life and our families, our home, and He'll begin to take that out. And He'll begin to put that balm of Gilead. Amen. He'll begin to anoint us, amen, with healing. Amen. Praise God. From the very hand of God. And He'll begin to put things back together. the way they ought to be. Amen. They so many lives, they so many homes and families, amen, that's just tore asunder. Tore asunder by these old festering sores. But God says it's time to put things back together. Amen. It's time to get rid of the leprosy in our life, that sin, amen, so easily besets us. And it's time to realize where our help is, that it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we pray believing, He said, you shall receive. That's a promise of God, not this little old preacher. But He said, if we pray believing, God, we can receive. We can receive it ourselves. We can have what we need if we pray and believe that God's there to help our hearts. Amen. And then when He's done, praise God, His prognosis is that you're going to be better. And God has the cure. If you'll just take the prescription, He said, you're going to be better. You're going to get better. Amen. And He said, then what you going to do? He said, well, I'm going to publish it abroad. I'm going to tell everybody I know what Jesus has done for me. Amen. I want to tell you what happened here Wednesday night. If you miss Wednesday night, well, I'll tell you what. God just swept through this place. The men was in the prayer room, and we just got to bragging on God what He had done for us. The way He had moved in our lives, our homes, our family, the way He had touched. And we just got praising the Lord. And we brought it back up here. And we just praised the Lord. And guess what? God just showed up. Hey, was folks said, you know what? I come tired. I come wore out. Didn't want to come. But praise God, they come in with a pout and went out with a shout. They said, praise God, Jesus came by one more time. Amen. Just blessed us on purpose. Why? Because we just began to praise Him for what He had already done and praised Him for what He was going to do. Amen. God's going to do great and mighty things. Amen. What are you expecting to do today? Amen. What's your expectation of the good God of glory? Amen. Will you believe He's going to do something for you? When He does, are you going to take it a little farther? Amen. Are you willing to take it when He does it, when He goes beyond your expectations? But see, the problem is tonight, or today, the problem is that we don't have no expectations. We don't expect God to do nothing. You say, well, preacher, I know He does that for them, and He does it for him, and old Brother Bill, He blesses him, and you know, Brother Rex, Brother John, but you know, He can't do that for me. Hogwash. God can do the same thing for each and every one of us if we'll put our faith in Him. There's nothing God can't do. Amen. If we need a touch from God, if we need a grace, if we just come in the right attitude, if we come like this little old leper did. See, that's just type of sin. Come like this old sinner did. Amen. That's how we have to come. We have to come like just like an old sinner comes. And we have to lift up the name of Jesus in faith, believing that He's going to heal us and He's going to make us whole. He has the prescription. He is the physician. Amen. He knows the prognosis. Amen. Praise God, so He can help us even in the day that we live. I wonder today, what help do you need? What help do we need? Where do you need help in your life? Amen. In everything. Amen. 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 That's right. In everything. That's absolutely right. Jeff's right. He nailed it on the head. Praise God. We need help in everything that we do. Everything we do, we need the Lord. Because we can't do it. We'll be miserable and defeated without His help. But we have to say, Lord, here I am. And Lord, I need You to help me. Lord, I know You're the great physician. I know You've got the cure. And boy, I tell you, we got a sickness that we need You to overcome. Help us to overcome. Believing that He has the cure. Amen. Amen. He has the cure.